A key figure in the battle for women's voting rights, Alice Paul, marched on Washington the day before Woodrow Wilson's first inauguration in 1913. Now, a local teen plans to pay tribute to her hero and bring attention to gender equality by staging a march of her own in Philadelphia the day before Donald Trump takes his oath of office. WHYY's Rob Zavatsky reports.
I started planning this march before I knew who was actually going to be elected. And I mean, this march is bigger than either of the two candidates. It's about women's equality because half of the population isn't considered constitutionally equal.
Anna Holmans is a junior at Friends Select School in Philadelphia. As part of her work to earn a Gold Award, the highest achievement in the Girl Scouts, she decided to recreate the 1913 suffrage parade led by noted women's rights activist Alice Paul, who was born in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Holmans is calling it Alice's March for Equality.
I'm in love with Alice Paul. She's one of my role models, and so continuing her unfinished work is just exciting for me.
Holmans is an active member of the Girls Advisory Council at the Alice Paul Institute in Mount Laurel. Paul was instrumental in the fight for women's voting rights and helped to author the Equal Rights Amendment. In a 1970s interview archived on the Institute's website, Paul says the idea behind the amendment wasn't complicated.
Men and women shall have equal rights throughout the United States and every place subject to its jurisdiction. Because that said it all. And I said, that's what we want. Let's say what we want.
The Institute's executive director, Lucy Beard, says while progress has been made over the years, the fact that the Equal Rights Amendment has never been ratified really drives Holmans to carry on Paul's legacy. Beard says the ERA matters even though there are laws banning discrimination against women.
We live with a constitution that does not guarantee rights regardless of your gender. It literally says all men are created equal. And when you use a gender-specific word like men, it means that women are not included.
To get guidance putting the march together, Holmans turned to Colleen Puckett, the assistant head of School for External Relations at Friends Select. Puckett has a long history of social activism and says Holmans is a natural leader.
People want to follow her. People want to assist and help, and their minds have been open too. So there's a lot of excitement around.
Anna's parents were not surprised when Anna told them she was going to organize a march. They say she's always been passionate about equality. However, her dad Pete says even though Anna may be more engaged and aware than other kids her age, she is still a teenager.
As a father of a 16-year-old daughter, you know, you don't really get much of a statement in what they care about, right? I mean, they're going to care about what they care about. I mean, fortunately for Anna, it's something that we should all care about.
Anna admits planning a march has not been easy. When she started, the idea was to hold it in Washington, but that didn't work.
I've cried so many times about this march just because it's like, okay, well, now I have to switch it to Philadelphia. What does that mean? And just like stress because it's normal school and planning a march, and normally this is a full-time job.
She says her school, the Girl Scouts, and the Alice Paul Institute have been very supportive, but some others doubted her.
People were just like, all right, are you sure you can do this? Are you sure that you can pull this off? Do you know how to get a permit? Stuff like that.
Those closest to Holmans say no matter how many people participate, successfully organizing a march like this is a victory. But up until the last minute, she'll be pushing to get more people to march from Philadelphia City Hall down to Aiken's Oval near the Art Museum. For WHYY, I'm Rob Zavatsky.